Hello, I'm Floyd Maxwell, justthinkit.com. This video is called Consequences of a Spring and Loop Theory, The Greatest Story. Recently, someone published a physics book claiming to be the greatest story ever told so far. And that got spring and loop theory to thinking. What makes a story great? The Greatest Story Ever Told names each section after a book of the Bible and begins each chapter with a biblical extract. Does a theosophic approach ensure greatness in storytelling? Paint by numbers? The story covers a vast subject with the broadest strokes. Is broadness the key? Should one paint with a Rolf Harris-sized brush? In that case, the rise and fall of the Third Reich must surely be a great story. 1,039 pages long, it dealt with the life and death struggles of tens of millions of people over several decades. Yet it doesn't qualify, in part because of how grisly and morbid the subject area is, but mainly as it wasn't the greatest story ever told because it wasn't even a story. Cue the clock. Growing desperate to understand at least the title of The Greatest Story Ever, etc., the author's mind raced to think of other great stories. This proved fruitless as he had not read any fiction for over 40 years. Couldn't even understand why anyone did. Then he started to get what great storytelling involves. The Fluoridation Story. Fluoridation is surely one of the greatest stories ever told. It has been told without alteration for over 60 years to an audience numbering in the billions. It involves people from all walks of life and of the highest reputation talking about something vitally important. Encyclopedic entries for retweet and follow should mention it as one of the earliest examples. But again, sadly, fluoridation is not quite a great story. It certainly qualifies in the fictional component, but is altogether too one-sided. More comparable to the words of Goebbels or Marx, it is so utterly unscrupulous in its dishonesty that parents are strongly cautioned. Fields of Fields. Perhaps the field chosen was important. Mentally flipping through Time Man of the Year covers, the author briefly imaged the greatest in the world of sport. Muhammad Ali's life was surely a great story, maybe the greatest. Humble beginnings, ups and downs, and ultimately triumph before tragedy. Old CC had fought through it all. Alas, old flaws reappeared. Ali was real, not fiction. The subject grim, not inspirational. The World's Largest. Having reflected on current and relatively recent events, the author landed on one of the more impactful est stories of his youth. Allowed to visit the local Pacific National Exhibition on his own for the first time, the writer found himself at the tent of the world's largest man. Incredibly, one could see him sitting there not 5 feet away. He talked and moved like most people do, but he clearly was massive. In fact, he had the rings to prove it. Silver and gold, each had the diameter of a silver dollar, and could be bought for just 5 or 10. The erstwhile Earth Tracker emptied his travel purse and secured his relics. Wait till he showed his family. Well, that proved to be less exciting than the advanced imaging had suggested. In fact, it became the most angriest he had ever seen his father, as he transported both back to said P&E to secure a reverse transaction. So that was a story, and involved an est, but wasn't the est, fortunately. Myopia. Clearly there were one or more things the author just didn't get. Maybe he was too close to the subject. Well, that was easily remedied. He could just poll a group of his friends. Poll results. Since the greatest story ever told so far involved the subject of physics, the poll question could be, what are your first thoughts when presented with the subject of physics and the idea of a new and better theory or model of physics? The responses came quickly and were not sparing in detail. The most salient words said, a new theory would be simple, should compare itself to other theories, and perhaps touch on real-world subjects like nuclear energy or perpetual motion. In questions of science, the authority of 1,000 is not worth the humble reasoning of a single individual. Galileo Galilei. More poll thoughts. But there was more. So much more, the interviewer promptly regretted not having had a paper and pen handy at the outset. There were 2 key things learned from this exercise. One was their mention of the word humbleness, a word very dear to this scribe. The other was an omission. Neither of them ever mentioned storytelling. Both had a love of stories, even fiction. One was reading an e-book when interviewed. The other was a recently published author with auteuristic aspirations. How could they not mention the importance of storytelling when the greatest story writer had placed it right in the title? Fiction tends to become fact simply by serial passage via the printed page, anonymous. Then it hit home. The existing mainstream physics theories are the greatest story ever told because they have conned the most for the longest, extracting the most while providing the least. The most, as there have never been more alive at once than today, thus surmounting the past reach of Christianity's well-trodden storybook. Temp theories have fueled the faithful some 3.1536 billion seconds. A photon spring cascade 10 to the 52 consecutive bumps long. Perhaps only the Federal Reserve could claim a more mendacious pretext to obtain money. Ever bold, temp theorists, the greatest of great mythologists, did all this storytelling while befuddling the greatest number of analecticians the world has ever known, so far. Footnotes. The use of biblical quotes in chapter titles is surprising, considering the author of The Greatest Story Ever Told So Far is Jewish. I read the Bible, I read the Quran, I read a bunch of things when I was a kid and went through phases where those myths appealed to me, and then I grew out of it, just like Santa Claus. Lawrence Krauss in a 2012 interview. Second footnote, the rise and fall of the Third Reich is historical, a retelling of events. Since events are innumerable and without end, there can never be a greatest historical text. Seems a bit unfair, but rules are rules. Third footnote, the 10% tithes, ironically religious themselves, are not being considered. Fourth footnote, apparently Google does not even consider analecticians a word. Analectics are presented as a reasonable field, even if they are relatively hitless at just 797 Googles. Hindi provided what might just be the greatest definition ever, suitably ending our story with the words Hindi meaning stunning. Postscript, is there a moral to be gained from this bestseller-bound chronicle? Yes, put the con right up front.